Sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes & Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW. WAMW-FM, Memories 107.9.
Hatchet pregame show on WAMW, another visit with Coach Gretchen Miles. Boy, again, Coach, seems like forever since we've met.
It has been. It's been over a week, obviously, since we last played North Davis. It's given us a good time, though, to get back into the gym and really kind of ramp up the competitiveness on both ends of the floor, get better defensively, work on our offense to be able to get higher percentage shots, be able to knock them down, and just get back to the fundamentals.
We got to enjoy these breaks because they're a dime a dozen now as we get into the month of December. In January.
Yes, especially after tonight's game. It's Tuesday, or like Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, and then Thursday after Christmas, and then that Saturday. So after that, it's a lot of games in a short amount of time, and very, very good basketball teams too. So of course, we played North Posey in our scrimmage, and we've seen them play two or three times, and they're much improved from the scrimmage part of it. Some young kids, but also some kids that played varsity last year that led them. The lead with the Wilson girl, the point guard, who can get to the rim very well and shoots the three very well. And they have a freshman about 5'10", 5'11", number 40. She does a good job of basket cuts. She can post you up. She's not afraid to shoot the three either. And all those kids have the green light. So if they get their feet set and they start hitting from outside, it's definitely contagious.
Let's talk about your team. You're 7-0 now, or 8-0, 7-0, and you're rolling. I really like the composure of this team. I like the makeup of this team. You're deep, and everybody's contributing. There's not one real super all-star. You've got a full team here this year.
We definitely have to keep developing that because, as the season goes on, teams scout you more, and they start to pick on those things of your strengths and weaknesses. And for our kids, winning builds confidence, but we definitely don't want to get complacent whatsoever. So as coaching staff, we're constantly on them. Every night we want to be 1-0 is our goal. We got to continue to be students of the game, and, we got to keep getting better as basketball players. We got a lot of kids that work hard, but we've got to make sure it's what are you getting done, what are you producing on the court? And just like in the North Davis game, we had a couple kids early on that just kind of wasn't giving what we thought. We're going to throw a couple more in. That's just, we don't lie to them. We're pretty honest about it, that we're not going to sit there and watch that all night long, that, when opportunity knocks, somebody's got to be ready. And these kids will, answer that call big time, but we just have to have that consistency every night when you step on the floor that it's game day. Like, if you're not ready for game day, like, there's something wrong with you. And that's why you play the sports. That's why you get in the high school sports, the junior high sports, is get to the games. And, we definitely have to have a better performance right out the gate for four quarters than we did against North Davis early on.
From a coaching point, that's awful nice to have, too. It kind of keeps players on their toes.
Yes, it keeps it competitive. We haven't had that in the last few years of, we had six or seven kids, and they kind of knew they were the six or seven. And as the years go on, the games go on, you kind of get on your heels because there's nobody on your heels to take your spot or take your minutes. And that's not the case with this group. 8, 9, 10 at any given time. And it's a long season, and trying to keep the kids mentally tough and mentally focused night in and night out, is always a big focus for us as a coaching staff. What are we going to do to keep them locked in all the time and going after each other in practice to compete? And they do a good job because everything in our practices are very competitive. There's always a winner and a loser always has a consequence. But we got to carry that competitiveness over to the games.
All right, Coach, your lineup tonight?
Maddie Dant, Lindsay Moody, Allie Barber, Concia Levasseur, and Elena Thorne.
Let's get a win. We'll see you in the postgame.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full-service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley Sunglasses, Mack Trailers, Right Now Trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
Welcome to the Hatchet House for one of three this weekend. And the Hatchet Hoops on Memories 107.9 and WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers for girls basketball on this Thursday night as the Lady Hatchets welcome in the North Posey Lady Vikings. This is our Hatchet pregame show presented by, presented by Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington. Boyd & Sons Machinery, proud to support our area athletes, and by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. Well, Steve Brothers, here we are. The Hatchets coming in at 7-0. They're rolling right now. Let's keep this train rolling. What do you say?
Well, and currently the Lady Hatchets, and we did the same thing last year, the Lady Hatchets are ranked 16th in the state in team defense, 16 in all levels, 1A through 4A. 16th best defensive average in the state. And as you recall, Dwayne, last year we were saying the same thing. We were in the top 10 or top 20 in defense pretty much the entire season. So hats off to the Lady Hatchets. And last time we met, they held the North Davis Cougars to 7 points. Now, I don't look for that tonight, but I do look for a rather low-scoring game, as our defense is just phenomenal.
That's what any Lady Hatchet team brings to the table under head coach Gretchen Miles. She prides herself on the defense, and let's face it, bro, you know this as a former coach as well. Good defense leads to victories.
Well, and they work so hard at it, and, you know, hats off to them for their effort, because I think they take a lot of pride in their defense, which is hard to teach. It's hard to teach, you know, 16, 17-year-old kids that defense is important. But Coach Miles does a great job of doing that.
Well, and they mix it up so well. I mean, you just never know what the Lady Hatchets are going to throw at you.
Yeah, they've got obviously a great man-to-man defense, as they have every year. But this year, Coach Miles is throwing in 2-3 zones, 1-2-2 zones, and their half-court defense is just phenomenal. So look for the same thing tonight against the North Posey Vikings. They are currently 1-6. And I think they're averaging about 37 points per game. The Hatchets' defensive average is 33 points a game. So probably going to be a low-scoring affair. And I looked at this a little further, Dwayne, and actually Washington is second in all teams south of Indianapolis in team defense, only trailing Vincennes Reveille, who, as you all know, has a great team. So it'll be interesting to see how the Vikings fare tonight against this tough defense.
Tyler Nicole, in his first year heading up the North Posey team, has the record of 1-6. As you mentioned, their victory came against Evansville Central. They have losses to Southridge, Carmi, Illinois, Wood Memorial, Vincennes Reveille, Mount Vernon, and Evansville Harrison. So they're looking to get back on the winning track, and the Hatchets are certainly hoping to have something to say about it. Coach Miles, we had a nice interview. I know you didn't get a chance to hear it, but just kind of recapping some of the things she said. First off, we've had a lull in games. This is seems like forever since we've done one. This is 2 weeks in a row where you've had that lull, but you enjoy it while you can, because we get deep into this month of December and January. It's going to get real busy.
And I think they have three straight road games at Mount Vernon, and then at Heritage Hills, and then there's one and at Evansville Memorial. So those are three relatively long road trips over the holidays, a little, you know, or last part of December anyway.
The second thing we focused on was how deep this team was. It's so great because if you have a player having an off night or maybe not performing what the coaching staff thinks that they can do, they have the bench to pull that player out and let them think about it a little bit. And that's so important as a coach. It's so nice. This team is probably 8 to 10. Well, they're 10 deep. Let's face it. They could go to the bench at any point in time.
Well, and you mentioned to me last game off the air, you mentioned, you know, I really don't feel too bad or too nervous when other people come in. You know, it's that you don't really lose anything. And you're right, Dwayne. You really don't lose anything. They're so well balanced. And on any given night, any one of these 10 girls could step up and put the ball in the basket or get some key rebounds. The player of the game last week against North Davis was Jade Browning, you know, yeah. And she deserved it.
Yes, she did.
Because she came in and got 8 points and 4 or 5 rebounds, and there you have it. So it could be any of these girls, which is a great thing to have.
There's a good crowd on hand here tonight at the Hatchet House for this girls' matchup and a couple of other things going on. That's why you may see all the cars around Washington. The junior high chorus is having a concert in the auditorium, and then there is junior high basketball going on as well. So it's a busy night here at Washington High School and Junior High.
So busy that my driveway is blocked. I can't get out.
The price you pay for living so close to school, huh?
Well, it happens.
When we come back, we'll talk more about this matchup tonight with Washington and North Posey. We'll have the starting lineups, and we'll set the scene for the varsity tip. But first, a 2-minute break from the Hatchet House. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, John Gear, at 2 East National Highway for a free insurance review.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Basketball tonight brought to you by The Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. By your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. And by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Let's go to The Prescription for Success now, presented by The Prescription Shop. What do you think, Steve Brothers? What's the key to a Hatchet victory tonight?
Dwayne, I want to see half-court man-to-man defense like you've never seen before. And if you do that, this team's not going to be able to score much. So that's the key right there. Concentrate on the defensive end. Let the offense take care of itself. And let's just see how good we are defensively.
Let's go to the starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain, always a proud supporter of our area athletes. For the Washington Hatchets, coming in at 7-0, Maddie Dant starts at one guard, the senior co-captain, along with her other senior co-captain, Lindsay Moody, who runs the point. Elena Thorne listed as a guard, number 22, the freshman. And Kinsia Lavasseur will start at forward.
along with Allie Barber, the other forward. So it's Maddie Dant, Lindsay Moody, Elena Thorne, Kinsia Lavasseur, and Allie Barber starting for the Hatchets. For North Posey, who comes in at 1-6, they'll have at one guard a 5'6 junior, Haley Wilson. The other guard is a 5'5 freshman, Kaylee Bender. At forward is a 5'4 senior, Annalise Brown. At forward, a 5'8 freshman, Claire Kester. And in the middle for North Posey, we've got a 5'8 sophomore, number 34, Jenna Heath. So junior, freshman, senior, freshman, sophomore.
Fairly young.
North Posey.
Fairly young squad.
In the JV game tonight, Washington cruised to the victory, 53-29. Coach Higgins and her JV squad remains unbeaten. They're now 8-0 on the season. And as we mentioned, the Lady Hatchets have had a little bit of time off since the last outing. We played, last Thursday against North Davies, where the Lady Hatchets cruised to the victory. We'll be back in action Tuesday here at the Hatchet House. Big game coming up, Jasper in town. Jasper here Tuesday night, Big 8 Conference battle. That'll be a 7:30 varsity tip. And then Saturday, we have the road trip to Mount Vernon, beginning 3 in a row. Saturday at Mount Vernon, the following Tuesday at Evansville Memorial, and then the following Thursday at Heritage Hills. Can they put us any further away?
Do we get to stay at a motel or something?
We got to work on that.
Yeah.
We have to work on that.
It just occurred to me, Duane, that this is not the first time we've seen North Posey this season, as they were our scrimmage opponent.
That's exactly right. And Coach mentioned that in the pregame interview. In the scrimmage, they have gotten a lot better since then. She did make it a point to point that out. So.
Well, I think we really had a good scrimmage, so we'll see what happens. I think we were really strong in that scrimmage game.
It will be a different team than what we witnessed in the early scrimmage. Tonight's coverage brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center. The Big Finish event is underway. Save big now at the Washington Chrysler Center. See your sales team for all the details in downtown Washington. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store, proud to bring you Hatchet basketball. And WTHI TV10, coverage you can count on at WTHI. North Posey in the black trimmed in red. The Hatchets in the white trimmed in gold. Posey. North Posey Vikings being introduced first under head coach Tyler Nicole. Again, it is Haley Wilson, Kaylee Bender at guards, Annalise Brown, Claire Kester at forwards, Jenna Heath in the middle. For Washington, Maddie Dant, Elena Thorne, Lindsay Moody, Kinsia Lavasseur, and Allie Barber. Really good crowd. I'll tell you what, this Lady Hatchet Hatchet team is developing quite a following, bro. You win and they will come, and I'll tell you what, the fans are liking what they see.
Well, I think it must be elementary school night or something, as we have a lot of young Lady Hatchets here in the crowd cheering on the big squad.
The future Hatchets teams look bright. I'll tell you what, on down the line, that junior high program is again having a successful early season. So we look forward to big things on down the line with Lady Hatchet hoops. And, of course, we know all about this freshman class. Two of those freshmen getting the starting nod here tonight.
And one may have gotten the nod had she been healthy. So it's a very strong class.
When we come back, we have the opening tip. But first, this 2-minute timeout from the Hatchet House. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball. It's Washington and North Posey up next on your home for Hatchet Hoops, WAMW.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
Wireless. You hear that word used a lot today. We have wireless telephones, wireless internet systems, wireless microphones. What it actually means is that they are radios. And who knows more about radios than amateur radio operators? Call them amateurs or call them hams. They know the modern wireless world. They helped create it.
To learn more about amateur radio, contact your local amateur radio club or visit DaviesCountyARC.org.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store. At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. We're ready to tip off this varsity battle tonight with the Washington Lady Hatchets and the North Posey Lady Vikings. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. This is one of three this weekend. Coach G. Miller and the Hatchet boys have a doubleheader here at home tomorrow and Saturday night. Eastern Green will be here tomorrow night. Heritage Hills will be the opponent on Saturday. I clicked my heels together, Steve Brothers, because there's no place like home.
Well, especially when you have two in a row like that.
Yeah.
I guess three in a row for you. So we're ready to tip off. Dwayne, is that referee Don Rickles out there?
Kind of looks a little bit like a young Don Rickles.
Yeah.
You're right.
I hope he doesn't insult the players.
Jenna Heath jumps against Elena Thorne. Thorne definitely has the reach advantage here. Let's see if she can get it. Yep, the opening tip easily controlled by the Hatchets. We're underway. They're left to right on your radio dial for the first half. Goal right underneath us from our vantage point here at Press Row. Lindsay Moody sets the offense for Washington.
Man-to-man defense for the Vikings.
Moody controls at the center circle. Boy, again, we've concealed Lava Sewer, takes it right to the hoop. Too strong. Barber rebound, put back. Yes.
Well, Concealed made a nice quick move there to the basket, but was a little strong on the shot.
Quick full court pressure by Washington, and this is what you ordered, Steve Brothers. It's going to be tough for the North Posey Vikings to get through this.
Yep. And there's 10 seconds right off the bat. Yep.
So it's going back.
You could tell right away, Dwayne, right, that they were very tentative on that attempt to break that press.
Hatchets have it with a 2-0 lead. Tonight's game brought to you by your Edward Jones financial advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova in Washington, your Edward Jones financial advisors. Lindsay Moody connects from downtown for three. The Hatchets jump out to the early 5-0 lead with just a minute gone in the opening quarter. This time North Posey breaks the pressure. They throw up a shot well off the mark, too high off the glass. Claire Kenner tried that one, couldn't get it. And the Hatchets get the rebound and reset. That pass from Thorne intended for Barber, too high. And the steal by Haley Wilson gives it back to the North Posey Vikings.
And it is a half-court man-to-man defense here for Washington. Let's see how good a job they do.
Hatchett's got a little too eager on that one, I believe.
Another turnover out of bounds.
Turnover back to Washington.
Looks like a good start for the Lady Hatchets, as they look like they came ready to play tonight. So Moody is at the top of the key trying to direct traffic here.
Elena Thorne with the ball, drives in the paint, and Thorne is fouled. First foul of the game whistled against the Vikings. It'll be out of bounds for Washington. Haley Wilson, her first, team's first. Allie Barber triggers it in underneath the Hatchet bucket. She quickly gets it to Lava Sewer. Lava Sewer's shot is too strong. Rebound controlled by North Posey. Annalise Brown comes up with it. And here comes Wilson and the Vikings.
Haley Wilson all the way to the bucket. That's well off the mark. Weak side board to Allie Barber. Barber pushes it up to Thorne. Thorne lays it in for two more. Allie Thorne on the scoreboard, and it's 7-0 in favor of the Hatchets. Washington jumping out early in control here against the 1-6 North Posey Vikings. We're just underway with 5.5 to play in the opening quarter.
And you can tell, Dwayne, they're really going to struggle to get good looks, just like North Davis. There's another turnover.
Yep, and there's the Hatchets pushing it up. The ball out of bounds, back to North Posey. Last touch by Elena Thorne. So the Hatchets doing everything right. They're just getting a little too eager down here.
A little anxious. Full court pressure again by Washington.
This time the Vikings able to break it. Haley Wilson had it picked from behind by Thorne, but she couldn't save it inbounds, so it'll stay with North Posey. Baseline underneath their basket. Annalise Brown will trigger it in. She quickly gets it in to Jenna Heath, and Jenna Heath draws the foul. She's going to shoot a couple free throws.
Dwayne, it's 7-0 with about 5 minutes to go. That means the Lady Hatchets have allowed 7 points in the last 35 minutes of play. Pretty good defensive output there.
The first free throw from Heath is good.
So, but there's a point.
North Posey on the board, 7-1. Tonight's game presented by Bill Dobson Ford. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Visit the sales team at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Second free throw off the mark. Rebound to Lavasseur and the Hatchets. Lavasseur, jumper in the paint. Too strong. Rebound controlled by Thorne. Second chance for the Hatchets. Maddie Dant will pull up for this jumper. Can't get it. And this time Haley Wilson controls for North Posey. Wilson wasting no time getting it up. Now she pulls it out. Tries to break free from Moody. Good sticky defense by Moody. Wilson hands off to Kaylee Bender. And Bender's shot is no good. The loose ball into the hands of Maddie Dant. Dant's layup too strong. Moody with the follow, and she gets it for two.
Well, Maddie kind of lost control on that last dribble and was too strong on the shot.
I feel like the Lady Hatchets have been in the weight room this week, bro. Every shot they're taking is way strong.
Yes.
Especially Lavasseur, I tell
you. Yeah, she's all three of her misses have been
Doesn't
long.
Know her own strength, does she?
No. That's the fifth turnover now as they throw Vikings throw the ball out of bounds, and this defense is all that's been advertised. It's been great so far. Halfway through the first quarter.
9-1. Washington with the lead and the ball. Lavasseur underneath. Takes that quick first step, and now she's in the scoring
column. She heard
foul.
You, Dwayne. She heard you.
She got that one.
How
in.
Dare you insult my shot.
And timeout for Coach Nickel and the Vikings. With 3:53 to go in the opening period, it's Washington 11, North Posey 1. We return to the Hatchet House in 1 minute on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. From our delicious age-certified Angus beef steaks to bourbon salmon, wings, Monterey chicken, and so much more, the Ace's menu has something to satisfy everyone's taste buds. The holiday season is now here, and the perfect stocking stuffer or gift to fit all sizes is an Ace's gift certificate, available in any dollar amount. Merry Christmas from everyone at Ace's, located inside the Washington Country Club.
North Posey with the ball as play resumes. Trailing 11-1 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We have 3:40 to go in the opening quarter here at the Hatchet House.
No full court press by Washington this possession, but they are in a half court trap with Maddie Dant and her long arms out on the top.
Haley Wilson now.
And, ooh, almost
ball
a turnover.
Into the hands of the left-hand shooter, Kaylee Bender. She can't get it. Rebound this time to Elena Thorne and the Hatchets. Moody quickly up the floor for Washington. Barber's left alone. Thought about the three. And then as she made her move, she was picked. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by North Posey. The ball staying with the Hatchets. Coming in now for the Vikings is Kennedy Hallam. Washington with it. And a 10-point lead. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Underneath Thorne.
Nice pass.
It's a Lavasseur, and Lavasseur with the kiss and the finish.
That was a nice pass. Elena could have gone up with that shot, but saw that Lavasseur had a better angle.
13-1 now. Washington with the lead. The full court press, and this time nicely executed by North Posey. The lay-in from Kennedy Hallam. She gets the first field goal for North Posey. It's 13-3. That was not bad defense. It was just a nice job by North Posey breaking it that time.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Moody drives, shoots, and scores. I like Lindsay Moody's play here in this opening quarter.
7 points in the quarter.
15-3 now. And there's a steal by Elena Thorne on the full court press. Maddie Dant off the glass, and Maddie gets two. 17-3. Washington.
This full court pressure is devastating. There's another steal.
Maddie Dant gets the steal to Moody, and Moody gets two. Lindsay Moody has 9, and now Coach Miles calls off the full court pressure.
I was going to tell, if she didn't, I was going to call her a meanie for pressuring like that.
Well, it's a chance for, you know, she's just trying to work on all of her defenses.
Right. It's a half court man-to-man now.
But, yeah, sometimes you just have to call off the dogs, as they say.
With a three-point shot, if you're playing a team of that can hit three-pointers, you know, a 20-point lead's not necessarily safe.
There's another good defense steal by Thorne, and she just picked it right out of the hands of Jenna Heath and give Elena Thorne two more. 21-3.
I would say this lead's going to be pretty safe.
A minute left in the first quarter. Drive to the bucket. That's two for Claire Kester.
Well, so Allie Barber fell down. I hope she's okay. She hit the floor pretty hard.
Kester finished with a left-hand shot off the glass. Makes it 21-5. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Washington won the JV game tonight 53-29. Elena Thorne, what a great move. She couldn't get the finish. There's Allie Barber with the rebound and the putback. It's no good. This time, Wilson comes up with it. Haley Wilson quickly pushing it up the floor. Dribbles into trouble. And the loose ball controlled
here's
by
2 points.
Kinsia Lavasseur.
I thought she was going to go all the way.
She hands it off to Moody, and Moody does the right thing. Pulls it out for the last shot. So now the Hatchets hear Moody's call. One shot. They'll look for a good one here with 15 seconds to play. It's 21-5. Hatchets in control, leading by 16.
Oh, right idea, but she dribbled, Lavasseur dribbled it off her leg out of bounds.
No good, and it's out of bounds. Back to North Posey as we see Quincy Healy and Hadley Faith entering the lineup for Washington. The final 3 seconds here in the opening quarter. Wilson gets the inbound pass. She'll have to get a shot off. And she won't do it. No good at the buzzer, and that's it for the first quarter of play. 8 minutes in the book here at the Hatchet House. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard after one, it's the Lady Hatchets 21, North Posey 5. We'll be back with second quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
couple of programming notes coming up Friday. Tomorrow on the Drive Home Show, we'll be broadcasting live from Priceless Foods in Washington. I'll tell you what, the Washington Band Boosters, they are the hardest working booster club that I know of, as they support us with some popcorn and Mountain Dew. Thank you very much, Mr. Key. Excellent gesture. And the Band Boosters hosting a concert here at the Washington High School Auditorium on Sunday, the Red Letter Quartet performing. So if you're looking for a great concert on a Sunday afternoon, show starts at 4 p.m., and I promise you it's worth your time.
Well, Dwayne, this is our second bag of popcorn and our second Mountain Dew.
You know what? It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Nope.
We work for popcorn, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know that.
I imagine we can probably tackle it if we worked at it.
Halftime's coming up. We had to have something to get through halftime. North Posey starts with the ball to begin the second quarter. Trailing 21-5.
Let's see, what kind of defense are they in? Looks still like a man-to-man.
Haley Lowe has entered the lineup now for the North Posey Vikings. She hands off to Haley Wilson. Now the ball to Kennedy Hallam.
Taking a little time off the clock on this possession.
Waiting for a good look here.
They had 9 turnovers in the first quarter.
They definitely want Wilson to have her hands on the ball. You can see she's the go-to person. There's a shot up and in. That's Kennedy Hallam who connects.
That was a nice shot.
Two-pointer. That's her second field goal of the night, 21-7 now. In it goes to Thorne on the other end. Thorne, the left-hand shot off the mark. She gets her own rebound. Her putback is no good. And on the rebound, it's out of bounds to North Posey. Good hustle, good battle in there.
It's funny watching Thorne get those offensive rebounds. Sometimes she just doesn't even jump, but is able to reach up with those long arms and grab the rebound.
You know, if she extends her arms out, I'd like to see what her reach is, because she does have long arms. They're down to about her top of her kneecaps.
And you can tell by her rebounding prowess. And it's only going to get better, Dwayne.
A freshman. 6:45 to go first half. There's a three by the Posey Vikings off the mark. Shot from Claire Kester. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound to Washington. Here's Melita Adradanoska now into the lineup. She takes a quick three. Can't get it. Rebound pulled down by the Vikings. Haley Wilson pushes it up. Washington 21, North Posey 7. 6:20 to go, first half of play here at the Hatchet House. Traveling called against the Vikings.
Yeah, I think she took a little extra step before she got that pass off.
Annalise Brown called for the travel. Gives it back to Washington. Again, if you're looking for a great concert Sunday, be sure to come up here to the high school auditorium. Red Letter Quartet, the singing mailman, Jamie Moreland, among those performing. There's a quick shot by Healy, and it's good. Give Quincy Healy her first points tonight, 23-7 now.
Vikings were in a zone defense on that trip. So you can tell, though, they're pretty frustrated offensively. And so they've got some pretty sticky defense.
Yeah,
there.
That shot was partially deflected and loose right into the hands of Moody. The Hatchets regain possession. Here's Adradanoska to Moody, top of the key. Back to Melita. Melita now kicks it over to Thorne. Thorne with the lob into Hadley Faith. And there's Hadley Faith with two.
Left hand.
Here's what I talked about, bro. You know, you've got three subs in there. You don't know it, do you?
Nope. Can't tell a thing. Different.
They're deep, and that is a great thing to have. Jade Browning set to check in. She'll be the next sub entering for Washington. 25-7. Washington in control. 5 minutes to go, first half.
There's another steal.
Quincy Healy anticipated the pass, stepped in front of it, and puts it in for two more. Healy with four.
Dwayne, do you think these starters are going, okay, we held them to 5 points. Don't you dare let them score, you know, much more, because they're really working hard on defense.
There's a shot up and off the mark from Kennedy Hallam. It's out of bounds to Washington. Here comes some subs. Maddie Dant re-enters for Lindsay Moody. And as we said, Jade Browning coming in now. Our game coverage tonight brought to you by the Donaldson Insurance Agency. Donaldson's your number one. And Freddie Energy in Washington. Freddie Energy fueling your everyday life.
North Posey in a trap of their own in this possession. Zone trap.
Trotanowska off to Matty Dant.
Nice look. A little too strong on that pass.
Healy just couldn't control it there. Off her fingertips and out of bounds back to North Posey.
Four turnovers for Washington.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven Hatchet players have scored in this first half. And they've all contributed.
Yep.
Good luck finding our players of the game tonight.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm sure somebody will step up in the second half above the crowd, but it is pretty crowded right now.
Haley Wilson, one-on-one with Matty Dant. You can see the frustration setting in now for North Posey.
Yes. And Wilson's got to be tired as she's done the bulk of the ball handling. You can tell by her body language she's kind of worn out a little bit.
Pass off to Annalise Brown. Annalise Brown into Kennedy Hallam. Hallam shot is short. There's Jade Browning there with the rebound. Browning quickly up the floor, feeds it over to Dant. Matty Dant with the left-hand layup in for two more.
This is a clinic we have tonight.
You gotta love seeing the girls use the left hand on the left side, don't you, bro?
And you also love to see them share the basketball so well as they do.
29-7, loose ball. Hatchets come up with it. And Hadley Faith hands off to Adradanoska, who's running point now for the Hatchets.
We've only got one starter out there, but as you mentioned, Dwayne, you can't tell at all.
3 minute mark in this first half. Washington in control. Hadley Faith.
Might have walked there.
Kicks it out to Healy for three. She's open, top of the key, and drains
it. Nothing but net.
How about that? Quincy Healy with 7 points in the second quarter.
And what I liked about that, Dwayne, is she nailed the three and then turned around like she does it all day long. I can do this all day long.
32-7. Here's a left-hand shot. Quickly by Haley Lowe on the other end. It's off the mark. And the rebound once again to Washington.
32-7. Down to 2:15 to go in the second quarter.
Dant over to Faith. Look at that spin move.
Nice move, left hand.
Hadley Faith, two more.
You know,
and how do you defend that? I mean, that's just well done, Hadley Faith.
And her injury that she got a couple weeks ago is with her left wrist, so it's nice to see her be able to use her left hand
like
that.
You didn't see it there. Hadley Lowe on the other end takes it all the way to the basket. She draws the foul. I think that's going to send Hadley Lowe to the line. She'll shoot just the second set of free throws so far for North Posey. Only three fouls whistled in this first half, two against Washington, one against the Vikings. Had Haley Lowe, her first free throw is no good. Jenna Heath re-enters for North Posey. Coming in for Washington, Kinsella Lavasseur and Allie Barber back into the lineup.
And boy, what a great job by Healy and Faith as they came in and did some major damage.
One more free throw for Lowe, and she missed them both. Rebound to Matty Dant. So the Vikings are 1-for-4 at the charity stripe in this first half. They trail 34-7 with a minute 45 to go first half. Lob underneath to Lavasseur. Two more for the freshman. Kinsella Lavasseur now with six. 36-7.
Kinsella missed her first three and hit her next three.
There's a left-handed three on the other end by North Posey. Put up by Haley Lowe. It's not going to count, and she'll take a breather. Coming in now for the Vikings is Brooke Coleman. So Coleman seeing her first action as we see Elena Thorne re-enter now for Washington, replacing Matty Dant.
North Posey is 3-for-14 from the field. So that's part of the story.
A minute 25 left, first half of play.
12 turnovers.
Washington leads 36-7.
Yep. Vikings back in a man-to-man defense.
Allie Barber tries for three. That's too strong. Weak side board chased down by Kennedy Hallam. Hallam brings it up now at the volleyball line. Hands off to Jenna Heath. Heath one-on-one with Lavasseur. Tries to look inside. It's denied. A turnover for the Vikings. Back to the Hatchets. Good defense there by Washington. Lavasseur at the free throw line. Now she feeds it over far side to Barber. Top of the key. Jade Browning has it. So it's Jade Browning, Melita Adradanoska, Kinsia Lavasseur, Elena Thorne, and Allie Barber. Five on the floor for Washington. Browning worked free underneath. She doesn't get the shot.
Another left-handed shot.
But she does shoot two. I tell you, the Hatchets, I think they're almost more confident with the left-hand shot than the right-hand shot.
There's been several of those this evening. I'll tell you what, Jade Browning is really coming into her own. I was watching her some in that JV game, and she's a very, very strong rebounder. She's a quick jumper and really goes after the ball. And, you know, she just kind of owns the JV game and scores almost at will when she's in the paint.
Went to school with both her mom and dad, classmates of mine, Eric and Alicia, and both good athletes. So, you know, it's in the bloodline there for Jade. Second free throw off the mark. She's one for two at the line with 20 seconds remaining. It's 37-7. 30-point Hatchet lead. There's a shot by North Posey, and it's good.
Two-pointer.
Brooke Coleman comes in and gets her points. 37-9 now.
Thorne, good from the elbow.
Thorne hits it at the buzzer, and that's where we end the first half of play. Pure control by the Lady Hatchets. They gave up just 4 points in the first quarter, 5 points in the, or excuse me, 5 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the second quarter, 9 total first half points, and it's all Washington here at the half. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Lady Hatchets 39, North Posey 9. Our halftime show coming up in 2 minutes here on WAMW.
Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's Two Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
39-9, our halftime score. Washington in control here at the Hatchet House tonight as the Lady Hatchets lead the North Posey Lady Vikings. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Steve and Clara Myers, proud supporters of Hatchet Athletes. Also brought to you by Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road, offering great lunch and dinner specials 6 days a week. And now great entertainment. Follow them on Facebook for what's happening at Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club. Our game coverage also brought to you by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Well, a mixed bag of scoring for the Lady Hatchets. 39 points on the board in the first half, led by Lindsay Moody, who finished with 9 at the break. Quincy Healy came up with 7 in that second quarter. 6 points for Kinsia Lavasseur. Also 6 points for Elena Thorne, 4 points for Maddie Dant, 4 points for Hadley Faith, 2 points for Allie Barber, And a free throw for Jade Browning. So 2, 4, 6, 8 players in the scoring column already. 9 for Lindsay Moody. 7 for Quincy Healy. 6 for Elena Thorne. 6 for Concia Lavasseur. 4 for Hadley Faith. 4 for Maddie Dant. 2 for Allie Barber. And 1 free throw for Jade Browning. For North Posey, 4 points for Kennedy Hallam. She leads the way with 4. Then it's 2 for Claire Kester, 2 for Brooke Coleman, and 1 free throw for Jenna Heath. That's the scoring for North Posey. 4 for Kennedy Hallam, 2 for Claire Kester, 2 for Brooke Coleman, and a free throw for Jenna Heath. Washington up 21-5 at the first quarter, 39-9 at our halftime break. Now for the team stats, Steve Brothers.
For Washington, 18 for 29 from the field, 62%
shooting. Well.
Yeah. 2 for 4 from the three-point arc and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 5 offensive rebounds, 9 defensive rebounds, and only 4 turnovers. Nice work. I mean, it was pretty much a clinic. You can't hardly criticize anything as far as our first half play. For the North Posey Vikings, 4 for 15 from the field, 27% shooting, 0 for 4 from the three-point arc, and 1 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 offensive rebounds, 6 defensive rebounds, and 13 first-half turnovers, 9 of those coming in the first quarter.
Washington leads 39-9 at the half. We'll be back with more and talk a little bit about the boys' matchups coming up this weekend after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years' experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
The word amateur, it can mean a lack of skill, but today's amateur radio operators provide skilled emergency communications when the chips are down simply because they want to be of service to the community. Dependable, reliable, free of charge. Amateur radio emergency services operators are amateurs in the best sense of the word. Join us.
To learn more about amateur radio, contact your local amateur radio club or visit DaviesCountyARC.org.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House as we get ready for second half action. Again, the Lady Hatchets leading the North Posey Lady Vikings 39-9. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. Going to switch gears for a moment to talk about the weekend's matchup for Coach Gene Miller and the boys. Tomorrow night, Eastern Green, the Thunderbirds. Hatchets looking to notch that first victory. I feel good about tomorrow night. Bro, I know it was a tough loss at North Davies.
Yes,
last Saturday.
That was a tough one. Both teams had ample opportunity to win that game.
Yes.
And, you know, both
Double overtime.
And the Cougars were like 0 for 6 from the free throw line and in the one of the overtimes and still won.
And credit Coach Dalrymple and the Cougars. They did what they had to do to get the victory. Washington held their own. They had opportunities. It was a case of opportunity. We played 4 minutes in that first overtime. Neither team scored.
Neither team scored.
One thing I'll say about this Hatchet boys team, and I told you this off the air, and I actually said it on the air, I think, Saturday night. if they capitalize on the speed that this team has, when you've got Tyson Wright, Grant Niehaus, and Kyle Mann on your rotation there, you can get up on the floor before you can blink an eye.
Well, we saw Niehaus on the base paths this spring, and he was pretty adept at stealing bases quite often. I don't think we saw him get thrown out, did we?
I don't believe so. Yeah, you'll see the Hatchets in action tomorrow night with Eastern Green. Saturday night, Heritage Hills is here. That's a little different matchup. I'll tell you what, Heritage Hills, Coach Miller told us a little bit about this in the postgame report Saturday. They may be one of the toughest 3A teams in the state. They are solid up and down that lineup.
Might be a good chance to see a really, really quality top-notch ball club come into the Hatchet House.
We'll have them both for you this weekend here on WAMW. We'll take a quick one-minute timeout and be back with the second half of play right after this on WAMW.
The Washington High School Band Boosters are proud to present the Red Letter Quartet live in concert this Sunday afternoon starting at 4 p.m. in the Washington High School Auditorium. All money raised will benefit the Washington High School Band Boosters. Before the show, be sure to bid on several silent auction items in the foyer. The Red Letter Quartet performs live at 4 p.m. this Sunday in the Washington High School Auditorium. This reminder presented by Freddie Energy in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
We're ready for the second half here at the Hatchet House. Washington in control, leading North Posey 39-9 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by the Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872, and by Taylor's Steakhouse in Oakland City. Taylor's 2 Steakhouse voted best of the best steak in Gibson County. Neil and Betty Newton invite you to their place for dinner this weekend or lunch. I promise you won't be disappointed. Taylor's 2 Steakhouse, that's good food. Hatchet start with the ball to begin the second half, and Moody makes a run. Can't get it. The rebound controlled by Jenna Heath and North Posey.
Lindsay actually missed a shot.
And then quickly, North Posey, an unforced error. They turn it back over to the Hatchets.
Notice that Lindsay Moody's shot was a left-handed runner from the left side. Another left-handed shot.
They've taken a lot more left-handed shots than right-handed shots in this game.
Maybe Coach Moss told the team to let's play them left-handed tonight.
They're doing it.
Larry Bird did that once in an NBA game. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
He shot every shot left-handed and still got like 20-some points.
Moody, no good. Rebound controlled again by Jenna Heath. She's racking up some boards for the Vikings here in this third quarter.
Half-court trap for Washington, and there's a deflection out of bounds.
Moody knocks it loose. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. Out of bounds for North Posey. They're looking to get it in. They do so, and there is an open three. Count it for Haley Wilson, her first points of the night.
Wide open on the side on the out-of-bounds play.
39-12 now in favor of Washington. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Maddie Dant, top of the key, over to Moody. Moody into Thorne. Now Barber tries for three, too strong. And the rebound, weak side to Kaylee Bender. Kaylee Bender pushes it up to Wilson, now to Jenna Heath. Heath, free throw line extended. She'll take the shot, can't get it. Lindsay Moody gets the rebound. Moody picked from behind by Annalise Brown. It's knocked out of play, the ball staying with the Hatchets.
Lindsay telling Thorne that, hey, warn me, somebody's coming from behind like that.
6 minutes to go, third quarter. Thorne gets the inbound pass, kicks it over to Barber. Barber takes it right in for two.
Left-handed shot.
Nobody stopped her.
I know. That was an Olay defense if there ever was one.
Allie Barber gets her fourth point, makes it 41-12.
Wow, long arm of the law
Thorne
there.
Thorne picks it in midair. Outlet pass to Maddie Dance, and Maddie with the finish. She has six, 43-12.
That is quite the reach she has.
You can't believe it till you see it. Really. I mean, her arm stretched down, hit the top of her kneecaps.
Long three.
That one's off the mark this time by Wilson. And the rebound to Hadley Faith in the hatchet. So it's Hadley Faith, Allie Barber, Lindsay Moody, Elena Thorne, and Maddie Dant for Washington.
You got a feeling that bench is going to be a lot of rotations going on in the second half.
There's a nice give and go as Maddie Dant took it straight to the basket. No challenge for two more. In the lineup now for North Posey, we see Claire Kester, Haley Wilson.
Well, their coach,
Bender.
Yeah, their coach can't be very happy with that defensive effort.
Jenna Heath is also in there, and we see some subs now coming in.
Well, I don't blame him because in the last two or three possessions, it just was hardly any defensive pressure whatsoever.
Torrey Crawford is checked in now for the Vikings. It's Jenna Heath.
Another deflection.
Baseline move, but it's knocked out of bounds. Haley Lowe also re-entered now for the Vikings.
Well,
comes Jake Browning, Melita Adradanoska, and Quincy Healy for the Hatchets.
The revolving door begins as three subs. And again, we're not going to be losing anything by having these girls in the game.
45-12. There's a foul called on Jake Browning, bump foul on the inbound pass.
That was just good aggressive defense going after the ball there, but unfortunately she ran into the offensive player.
So it'll be out of bounds underneath the Vikings basket. Wilson looking to find an open player, still looking. She'll kick it out to Haley Lowe, and Haley Lowe tries for the three, can't get it. Quincy Healy there for the rebound. Healy quickly up the floor, now feeds it to Barber, over to Adradanoska. Almost halfway through this third quarter, it's Washington 45, North Posey 12. Melita Adradanoska with a nice move to the basket.
Left-handed, no
but
good.
But she couldn't get it. It's last touch by North Posey as they tried to pull down the rebound. The ball will stay with the Hatchets underneath their own basket. Barber kicks it to Healy, now to Adradanoska. Here's Allie Barber driving straight to the paint and in the glass. Count it and put her at the line.
Left-handed again.
Allie Barber with a three-point conventional play here. Shooting one.
Coach Miles must work on ambidextrous drills every
I'm
practice.
Telling you. Annalise Brown now enters for Jenna Heath. Yeah, they have shot. I don't remember seeing them shoot a right-handed shot.
Not very often in this half, at least.
And they're all they're all right-handed players on the floor.
On the floor,
except
yeah.
for Thorne.
Yeah.
Except for Elena Thorne,
and
actually
she's not
in
the
lineup.
Floor.
Yeah.
Right.
48-12. Washington in control. North Posey has the ball. Haley Lowe at the volleyball line.
Okay, looks like we're in a zone defense now. So Coach Miles, again, mixing up the D.
Look
it's
a
pretty aggressive zone, isn't it?
Hatchets work on every play, every pass.
Well, there's fresh legs in there at all times.
This is what it's going to take to win down the stretch as that shot is off the mark by Torrey Crawford. And the rebound controlled by Washington.
That was a nice rebound there by Allie Barber.
3 minutes left to go, third period. Underneath, Hadley Faith tries a spin move, and she's fouled from behind.
Doesn't look like Hadley is suffering too much from that wrist injury. Looks like she's pretty well full strength.
Second team foul, out of bounds for Washington. Allie Barber will trigger it in. Barber gets it into Faith. Faith, quick shot. It's good
there
for
it
two.
Is. That was right-handed for the record.
Hadley Faith has six. 50-12 now in favor of Washington. Low over to Torrey Crawford. Crawford back to Low. Had trouble handling that pass, but North Posey able to maintain.
This is a defensive clinic. What else can you say? You're 38 points ahead, and you're still going 100%.
Haley Low, too strong. Rebound out of bounds to the Hatchets.
That was just 100% effort on the defensive end.
Don't forget the Downtown Washington Christmas Parade this Sunday night at 6 p.m. Bring your lawn chairs, claim a good spot, and enjoy the Christmas spirit on Main Street. Rescheduled from last weekend, the Lighted Christmas Parade. Toys, Trains, and Candy Canes is the theme. Starts at 6 o'clock Sunday. Allie Barber makes her move to the basket. She draws the foul. Barber earns her way to the free throw line to shoot two.
Allie's playing a really nice game tonight. She has currently has 7 points and 4 rebounds.
Did you ever earn or own a Red Ryder BB gun, Steve Brothers?
No, I did not.
Gotta watch that show. It'll be on 24 hours every year at Christmas time. The Christmas Story.
Yeah.
As well as Clark Griswold's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Two favorites you must see to top off your Christmas season.
How about just kicking back and watching 30 Hallmark movies?
You could do that too.
I saw one the other night where this girl entered an unknown town and ran into some nice looking guy, and they ended up together. Oh, wait, that's how all of them go.
Shot is no good by North Posey. We're finding out more about Coach Brothers here tonight on our broadcast. You need one of those sweatshirts that say this is my Hallmark Christmas movie watching sweatshirt?
Yeah.
I saw those on social media.
Washington being very patient on this possession. 52-12. We're down to a minute 22 to go in the third quarter.
By the way, that is spot on every Hallmark Christmas movie. You just summarized every one.
I know. I could save everybody a lot of time. That's how it ends up every time.
52-12. We're in the final minute of this third quarter.
I forgot to mention it's always around Christmas time, right?
Right. Yep. Hatchett's trying to run some time here. Hold for the last shot. Jade Browning, Elena Thorne, Melita Dradanowska, Quincy Healy, and Allie Barber on the floor now for the Hatchets.
Coach Miles definitely eating up some clock here.
48 seconds remaining. Next Lady Hatchet broadcast Tuesday night. It's a big one. We need you here at the Hatchet House. Big 8 Conference showdown with Jasper. You don't want to miss that one. 7:30 tip-off, 7:15 airtime. Right here on Memories 107.9. Doesn't matter what the records are when those two teams face off, Steve Brothers. It's always a showdown.
Every year, it's a battle. Every year.
20 seconds now as the Hatchets have held for over a minute, waiting for the last shot here in the third quarter. Dradanowska with Haley Wilson in her face. She hands to Thorne. Now we have 7 seconds. Thorne underneath. There's Healy. Oh, no good. Rebound Browning. Put back, no good. And that's it for the third quarter. 8 minutes left on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after three. It's the Washington Lady Hatchets 52 and North Posey 12. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
Tonight's game from the Hatchet House brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. now serving Davies County on State Street in Washington. By Tim Dant, Social Security Disability Attorney from the Law Office of Hayes and Dant in Washington. Also by Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a hatchet victory. And the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. We start the fourth quarter with Washington in control, leading 52-12 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. North Posey has the basketball. They do a nice job working it under. And Kaylee Bender gets in the scoring column with her first points tonight off the glass. 52-14. That was well executed
yes,
there.
Yes, it was. Dwayne, seven Lady Hatchets have at least three field goals tonight. So maybe you should just, good luck, you pick them, the stars of the game.
There's two for Quincy Healy on the other end. Does she work free? I have no idea.
Well, Quincy's had a nice game, too. I think I've got two people in mind.
54-14. Our post-game report coming up. Brought to you by Sterling & Company, professional corporation in Washington. That shot is off the mark. Weak side board to Healy. During the post-game report, we'll have the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and the overall MVP from Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. That's all coming up on the Hatchet post-game.
Looks like the Lady Hatchets are going to be deliberate this quarter with a substantial lead. Coach Miles is a class act, and, you know, a 40-point lead, you don't want to be in any big hurry to run up the score much more than that.
No reason whatsoever.
But if you've got an open shot, take it.
And Allie Barber did there. And a timeout for Coach Miles just to get her sub in as we see Emily Klingel coming in now for Allie Barber. So Klingel on the floor with Jade Browning, Adrada Noska, Quincy Healy, and Elena Thorne.
Man-to-man defense for Washington. You know, the Vikings really haven't turned the ball over all that much since the nine they had in the first quarter. They've only had six since then, and none here in the second half.
There's a nice move to the bucket, and Claire Kester gets two more. She's got four. Makes it 56-16.
Again, deliberate play by Washington. They're actually turning down a few open shots here from the three-point arc, but still working the basketball. Plenty of cutting going on.
Thorne underneath, and she connects for two. Elena Thorne has eight on the evening. Makes it 58-16. North Posey is going to empty their bench during the next dead ball.
A lot of shoes squeaking around, as you can hear. The Vikings cutting, but they just can't seem to get open.
You know. Jenna Heath at the top of the key. Heath over to Bender.
It's not like they're not working hard. There's a steal.
Klingel just took that one right out of Bender's hands. Outlet pass. Fast break to Healy, and Healy couldn't handle it.
That's the first turnover for Washington this half. Five for the game.
We have all new players in for North Posey now. 4:38 to go. Allison Roy will trigger it in. She'll get it to Tori Crawford, who calls the play. Crawford across the timeline. Roy is fouled as she makes her move. That is the second team foul against the Hatchets. Only three whistled against North Posey.
Dwayne, have we got a pair of Adrada Noskas out there on the floor?
We have Melita and Alida, the Adrada Noska sisters. That shot no good by Roy. Rebound to Emily Klingel. Klingel to Melita Adrada Noska. Now it goes to Hadley Faith. Over to Emily Klingel. Klingel to Jade Browning. Halfway through the fourth period. Washington looking to move to 8-0 on the year.
This is valuable experience for these girls on the varsity level. Valuable.
And once again, you just don't lose much, bro. I'm telling you.
No, you don't.
The JV team improved to 8-0 with their win in the earlier contest. So they are once again unbeaten, too. 53-29 is the final JV score. 3.5 minutes as the Hatchets continue to run some clock.
They've had the ball now for over a minute.
You should tune in for Hatchet Boys basketball tomorrow night. Eastern Green will be here. 8 o'clock tip-off, 7:45 airtime. With Kyle Cornelius and yours truly on Memories 107.9. There's a steal. Tori Crawford comes up with it. Crawford takes it all the way and lays it in for two. Tori Crawford gets in the scoring column. It's 58-18 now in favor of Washington. I'm sorry, that's Brooke Coleman. I apologize. Calling her Crawford.
Faith just scores from two on a nice cut to the basket. 60-18.
North Posey with the ball now. And it's off the head of Brooke Coleman and out of bounds back to Washington.
That's going to be a long bus ride home, isn't it, for the Vikings? It's a tough loss, a long way from home on a school night. Of course, they're in a different time zone, so that helps a little bit.
2:20 left to play, 60-18.
That's one of the worst parts of coaching is a long road trip after a big loss. That's always hard to handle.
Washington continues to run some time here. In that third quarter, they held North Posey to just 3 points, held them to 4 in the second quarter, and 5 in the first quarter. So far, they've already got 7, though, in this fourth period.
Yeah. But they're not going to get much more as Washington is in control here on the offensive end, and they're in no big hurry to shoot the basketball.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. I want to thank all of our sponsors for bringing you Hatchet Hoops home and away all season long. When you hear those sponsors on the radio and see them out and about in the community, be sure to tell them how much you appreciate their support of our area athletes. Minute 15 remaining.
The Hatchets could just run the ball out, run the quarter out here.
And I think that's what they will do.
Yep.
I see no reason to do anything different.
Well, the Vikings really aren't too adept at stealing the ball as the Hatchets only have 5 turnovers in the entire game.
Under a minute left to play.
I should say 6 turnovers. But only 2 here in the second half. And we're down to 40 seconds, so... You know, how many minutes have they taken off the clock in the fourth quarter? At least 4, I would think.
A lot, yes.
Yeah. Well, at least they get to work on their delay game. And this looks like this is going to be it, Dwayne. Second game in a row where we held the opponent under 20 points. That's really a remarkable feat by this Lady Hatchet defense. Under 10 seconds.
Yep, they'll just run it out. That's where we end it here tonight. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington Lady Hatchets improved to 8-0 with a big home win over North Posey tonight. Our final score, Washington 60 and North Posey 18. The post-game report coming up in 2 minutes on WAMW.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
I'm Andy Arvin of Edley Mortuary. Christmas is a time for giving to friends, family, and those less fortunate than us. That's why we ask that you help us by thinking of those who have lost a loved one, by sending them a card, giving them a phone call, or even a hug. You can make their Christmas season more meaningful. Remember, it is in the giving that we receive. Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchett's Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Hatchett Postgame Report brought to you by Sterling & Company on Main Street in downtown Washington. Let them take care of your books. Big win for the Lady Hatchets and Coach Miles tonight. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 60, North Posey 18. Individual scoring for the Hatchets leading the way with 11 points tonight. Allie Barber. Lindsay Moody finished with 9. She did not play any in that second half. If she did, very little minutes in that second half for Lindsay Moody. 9 points all coming in the first quarter. Also with 9 points was Quincy Healy tonight. 8 points for Maddie Dant. 8 points for Elena Thorne. 6 points this evening for Concia Lavasseur. She did not play the second half at all. And 8 points for Hadley Faith. 1 free throw for Jade Browning. So 3, 6, 8 players in the scoring column. 11 for Allie Barber, the leading scorer for Washington tonight. For North Posey, they had 4 points from Brooke Coleman, 4 points from Claire Kester, and 4 points from Kennedy Hallam. Then it was 2 for Kaylee Bender and 1 free throw for Jenna Heath, and that's it. 4 for Brooke Coleman, 4 for Claire Kester, 4 for Kennedy Hallam, 2 for Kaylee Bender. Excuse me, there was a 3-pointer for Haley Wilson in there too, and then a free throw for Jenna Heath. Washington led 21-5 at the end of the first quarter, 39-9 at the half, 52-12 after 3, and 60-18 your final. Team stats, Steve Brothers?
For Washington, 27 for 44 from the field, 61% shooting, including 2 for 5 from the 3-point arc and 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 6 offensive rebounds, 16 defensive rebounds, and only 6 turnovers for the game. For North Posey, they were 8 for 27 from the field, 30% shooting, 1 for 9 from the 3-point arc, 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Like I said, they only had 2 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds, and after 9 first quarter turnovers, they ended up with 17 for the game.
Let's take a timeout. We'll come back and visit with Coach Miles and wrap it up right after this here on WAMW.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
The Washington High School Band Boosters are proud to present the Red Letter Quartet live in concert this Sunday afternoon starting at 4 p.m. in the Washington High School Auditorium. All money raised will benefit the Washington High School Band Boosters.
Before the show, be sure to bid on several silent auction items in the foyer. The Red Letter Quartet performs live at 4 p.m. this Sunday in the Washington High School Auditorium. This reminder presented by Freddie Energy in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
Where can the skills you learn with ham radio take you? Amateur radio, often called ham radio, is the place where today's engineers got their start. Ham radio is more popular than ever before. With hands-on training in electronics, engineering, and digital communications, modern hams interface computers and radios in entirely new ways. Ham radio in the 21st century can take you around the world or into a whole new career.
To learn more about amateur radio, contact your local amateur radio club or visit Daviess County ARC.
We're back with Coach Gretchen Miles now on the postgame report as the Hatchets get the win 60-18 tonight. 8-0, Coach Miles. Keep rolling, man.
Well, our start of the game was a lot better. Probably one of the best starts we've had. Just getting out in transition, everybody kind of playing as a unit defensively and offensively, taking care of the basketball and finishing around the basket. I mean, just a great start right there, and we felt like that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
Coach, you had you had six girls with four field goals. How's that for balance?
It's nice to balance that out. You're exactly right. We hope that continues out throughout the season. And when we look at our stats, we have 18 team assists, which is always a great stat to have, of sharing the basketball, finding that extra pass. We thought tonight, too, I mean, finishing around the basket with a touch was a lot better with Allie Barber when she was driving in there to get good looks. Elena Thorne, like, things are clicking every game with that kid. And you can just start to see. And she also, you probably saw, too, turned down probably five or six shots when she's 2 feet from the basket just to try to get that extra pass in there. And she's always been more of a pass mentality, and we're trying to change that mentality with her first of score first, pass second. Her touch around the basket was a lot better, too. And Maddie Dant finished very well in transition tonight. But like we said, we took care of the basketball. Hadley Faith finished around the basket. Getting good minutes from Melita running the point position, handling the ball, and also Quincy. She's just a high-energy kid. I know there's a couple layups she'd like to have back. I think she dished out more apologies than she did points around the basket. But, again, the hard-working group of kids, we got to, again, continue to be students of the game, learn the game, and just continue to be better basketball players.
Dwayne and I were wondering what kind of ambidextrous drills do you do in practice? Because how many left-handed shots?
I guarantee it was 3-1 left-handed shots to right-handed shots. I don't know if you Bro and
never
I
never work on left hand. You know?
Bro and I, we're up here. We notice these
you
stats.
Notice that, yeah.
We go deep for the stats for you, man. But
we don't
I swear
care how
to
it goes
you,
in. We just want that ball to go 3-1,
in. 3-1. I guarantee you 3-1 tonight. And these are all right-handed shooters. But it's nice to see a team able to use both hands like that.
Well, and for our kids, too, especially when you see with girls, when they drive the bucket and they start to see contact, they kind of let up and be timid, is that we've got to finish through contact. You got to think score first, and then it's a bonus if you happen to get fouled. But just being more aggressive and more physical for us. You know, we talked in the locker room. You know, things are going to get a lot more intense. You know, we talked on Tuesday when we play a very, very good Jasper team, and you know, we always talk about, too, you can't get caught up in looking at records and stats and those kind of things because they start off their season probably the toughest schedule in this part of the area with North Harrison, Reveille, and Memorial, and Lincoln, and yada, 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 Heritage Hills, and the list goes on, that the Women's League starts Tuesday, and we've got to be ready to go, keep the same mentality, but we got to keep getting better and be able to keep taking care of the basketball because, like tonight, you get more shots when you have more possessions. And finished very well for us. That we just got to keep moving forward.
You don't want to mention that you're ranked in the top 15 in the entire state in
defensive
average.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We have no idea what you're talking about. We stay in the moment, Coach Bros. You got to stay in the moment.
I just wanted to bring that up.
And, you know, for us, too, is keeping everybody healthy. Hopefully these next couple days, too, we'll get, you know, just kind of bumps and bruises healed up. And we got to also, with the schedule coming up, too, these teams from here on out pressure you from inline to inline. In the half-court defense, they're in your jersey immediately. You know, we've got to be able to find not only Lindsay handle the basketball, but find other people to relieve that pressure to get us good looks in our offense.
60-18, nice win, Coach. we look forward to a big one here Tuesday night with Jasper.
It's going to be a huge one.
It's going to be
it
a
always
huge
is. I mean, you know, Jasper's another one of those teams that you know, kind of a temperature gauge to see where your team is and where you're going to go. And they're always with the Nottingham and Canise and Rue. Their junior class is super talented. I think from fourth grade till they got to high school, they may have lost two games. I mean, they're just a tremendous team. And Nottingham is a true point guard, and Canise is just, you know, she's just tough as nails. And the Rue girl, extremely athletic. And, you know, we've got to be ready to go because we've got to get off to a good start. We've got to stay physical. We've got to take care of the basketball and just keep getting better.
Hatchet fans, we need you here Tuesday night. Yes. Be sure to come out and root on the girls. It's going to be a good one, well worth your money. Coach, we'll let you celebrate, but not too long to celebrate as we get back to the hardwood tomorrow to get ready for Jasper.
It's Coach Freddie's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Coach
yes.
Freddie. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, they sung happy birthday to her out here.
Coach Brothers, you know how old she is?
32. Oh, I shouldn't have said that on the
I know,
air.
I didn't know. I didn't. When she was telling us, I didn't hear the
to
word
be
32. 30
I didn't mean that. It's not 32.
If I could be 32 knowing now what I
would,
didn't
would
know
you be
then.
Any different?
No. No, I really wouldn't.
Thank you guys very much.
You got it. Steve Brothers, yeah. We need to hand out the hardware. We've got the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game.
Okay, we have Quincy Healy. I think Coach Miles used the adjective energetic, and I agree with that 100%. She had 9 points, 4 for 5 from the field, and 3 rebounds, and got some deflections and steals, and did a great job tonight.
Quincy Healy is the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game. Congratulations, Quincy. Up next is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford at Dobson Deals, a better deal.
This is Elena Thorne, 8 points, 4 rebounds. She was 4 for 8 from the field, 2 offensive, 2 defensive rebounds. And like we said, we had 6 girls with 4 field goals, so it was kind of hard tonight, but Elena had a good game.
Elena Thorne is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Finally, our overall MVP, presented by Ann Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
Tonight it's Allie Barber. Allie led the Hatchets with 11 points on 4 for 7 from the field. She also had 5 rebounds and was 3 for 3 from the free throw line. And she really got some really aggressive rebounds tonight and did a great job, had a good game overall.
Allie Barber is tonight's overall MVP from Heller's Lawn Pro and Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker. Well, that's a big one, bro. Congratulations to the Lady Hatchets for another nice victory. Thank you, as always, for your help, Steve Brothers, and we look forward to a showdown here Tuesday night.
Well, and I want you to have a good weekend up here with the boys tonight, this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, both at home.
Let's go for the start of a 3-in-a-row, 3-sweep. What do you say?
Well, that sounds good to me.
All right, we got one in the belt, so let's get 2 more. Tomorrow, Eastern Green and the Hatchet Boys, 8 o'clock tip-off, 7:45 airtime. For Steve Brothers and our studio producer tonight, Jake Foster, this is Dwayne Shake reminding you the final. Washington gets the clean sweep, winning the JV contest. JV Hatchets remain unbeaten at 8-0. The varsity follows suit there, 8-0, with a 60-18 win over North Posey. Good night, so long from the Hatchet House.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your 5-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home,
Serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.